السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and bearing witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the Day of Judgment. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Let me ask you a question. Who is your Lord? Who is your God? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your Prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your religion? Is Islam. These three questions seem very basic, but these three questions will determine your destiny when you die, and Munkar and the Nakir, the two angels, come in the grave. Your brain is dead. Your tongue is dead. You can never make up stories, because making up a story or lying requires a lot of thinking and a lot of activities of the brain. And it requires you to make it in such a way that you don't uncover yourself or you don't step on your own foot. In the grave, what will answer is your heart, the condition of your heart. We call it in Arabi, lisan al-hal. And it's not lisan al-kalam. It's not the tongue of talking, it is the tongue of condition. If you have been praying, Fajr Dhuhr Asr Maghrib Isha, Fajr Dhuhr Asr Maghrib Isha, and then you're asked this question, what would be the condition of your heart? Of course, who's your Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who's your Prophet? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have been praying and you died after Asr and you have already prayed Asr. So what would you think your answer would be? Who is your religion? Is Islam. But if you have been living your life as though there's no Allah, as though He didn't send any religion, as though He didn't send any Prophet, guess what would be the answer? Who's your religion? Who's your Lord? Did you ever care about Him? How could your heart, the condition of your heart, reveal the answer if you don't ever know about Him? Did you care about Him? No. Huh? Huh? That would be the answer. Who is your God? Who is your Prophet? Did you ever follow Him? Did you ever read about Him? Do you even know if His name is Muhammad or Khamis? You don't. So, who's your Prophet? Huh? Huh? Who's your religion? Did you ever follow your religion? No. Huh? Huh? So this is the answer. It's going to be in the grave. The topic of today is inspired by Brother Yaqub. He has been talking to me in the past few days, trying to talk me out of my sadness and grief. And that inspired the topic of today, which is the name of Allah, Al-Hakim, the Most Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wisdom is infinite wisdom. And the most misunderstood, or the least name that we believe into in our heart, the least name of Allah is Ar-Razzaq, the sustenance provider, the supplier. And the most name that we believe in the most is Al-Khaliq, the Creator. Why is that? Because the Creator, we have eyes, look around you. Even the kuffar, as Allah said, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. When you ask them who created heavens and earth, they will say Allah. Even the kuffar, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Okay? There is a smart engineer, there is a good car. There is a dumb engineer, there is a bad car. There is no engineer, there is no car. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. So they believe that Allah is the creator. But when it comes to the rizq, the sustenance, provisions, we believe in this the least. To the level, on what basis I am saying that? Because the only name that Allah and His Prophet has to swear to confirm them with this name, Ar-Razzaq. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُعَدُونَ. In the sky, in the heavens, your sustenance has been predetermined. Your shares of life has been predetermined. It has been promised to you and it will come to you. And then Allah says, فَوَرَبِّي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. Allah is saying, I swear by the Lord of heavens and earth. He's swearing by Himself. And Allah doesn't lie. Allah doesn't need to swear. But He says, I swear by Myself. I swear by the Lord of heavens and earth. إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ. It is the truth of that your shares has been pre-assigned is as true as the fact you're talking. Can anybody deny we're talking? No. So same fact that we are talking, same level of truth is the level of truth that our heaven, our sustenance is prescribed in heaven. And this is why when the Arabian man, who understands Arabic very well, heard this ayah, his face turned red. And he said, "Man الَّذِي أَغْضَبَ الْحَلِيمَ حَتَّى يُقْسِمُ." Who is the one who made the most calm, the one who is the most hard to anger or intimidate or to make angry, which is Allah, Al-Halim, the most calm. Who has made him so angry that he has to swear? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith where he said, "Wallahi ma naqasa balun min sadaqa." I swear by Allah that the charity doesn't decrease the wealth. Whoa, why the Prophet needs to swear? He doesn't lie and he doesn't say false things and he doesn't need to swear. But that is, these two things are the solid proof that the least beliefs that we have, we believe in the name Ar-Razzaq the least. How about the one who is next to Ar-Razzaq from the bottom, which is the name of today, Al-Hakim? That one is amazing. If I ask you a question to show you that this name is also the second to last misunderstood, or not misunderstood, misbelieved into, that we don't believe into the most, is if I ask you, do you know that whatever has happened is the most wise thing that could ever happen given the circumstances? Would you believe? Would you agree? Whatever has happened in the past, as long as it has happened, as long as it happened already, it is the most wise scenario that could ever happen given these circumstances. You will disagree with me, but let me tell you something. It is true that you can never, if you ever believe that someone can come up with a scenario better than what has happened already, then you are denying Allah, His name, Al-Hakim, the most wise. Now, whatever has happened already, whatever decisions has Allah made and happened, some people are winners, some people are losers. If you are praying to Allah, "Ya Allah, whatever you have decided, make me a winner in that decision. Make me a winner in this scenario. Don't make me a loser in this scenario." So the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important thing that we focus on after the rizq, because we want to uplift the beliefs in this particular area. There is a hadith about our shares of pain. Our shares of pain, I'm sorry, there is an ayah in Surah Al-Hadid about our share of pain that Brother Yaqub told me about yesterday. The ayah is, "مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِذْنَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٍ." That whatever disaster, pain, calamities that are happening to you has been pre-assigned before the creation of earth, مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا, before the creation of the earth. Then you say, "Ya Allah, how could it happen like that? How could you be predetermined that before the creation of the earth?" The answer comes, "إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ." This is easy for Allah. And then the next ayah says, "لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ." Wallahi, this ayah is mysterious. Allah is saying, so that you don't feel sad of whatever losses you have, and you don't feel happy with whatever gains and prizes you get. Now, no, hold on. Who in this masjid that doesn't feel sad for losing something and doesn't feel happy for getting a prize? I mean, there's nobody. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened when his son died? He cried. Oh, so how is this? Is this a conflict with the ayah? Prophet is the example of the Quran. So then what, if we put this example with this ayah, what do we come up with? We come up with a simple fact, simple understanding. What is that? Nobody on the face of the earth will not feel sad due to losses. But the trick here is that once the sadness comes into your heart, you convert the sadness into patience. That is the key point. Take your sadness and convert them into patience. If you take your sadness and convert them into, "Why, Ya Allah? Why me? Why not my neighbor? I'm a good guy. I have been praying to you. I went to Hajj. Why did you do this to me?" Then it is now the opposite. So, and then how about farah? Say, nobody on the face of the earth will not feel happy for prizes and gains and making money. But whenever you feel happy, you convert your happiness into thanking. Is there an opposite model? Yeah. Qarun, when he got rich and he felt so happy, how did he translate his happiness? into arrogance and pride. He said, I made this money because I'm so intelligent. I'm the most intelligent person on earth. And then that was his reaction. So an action from the shaitan is sadness. Then you take this action and make it into patience. And an action from the shaitan is happiness. You take this happiness and convert it into thanking and gratitude. How about worry? I'm worried. You convert your worry into dua. Every time you feel worry, you convert your worry into dua. There is Imam Ibn Qayyim have said something unbelievable. And that would be the conclusion. Imam Ibn Qayyim said, there was a righteous believer that lived way after the Prophet ﷺ. And this righteous believer, when they gave him the news that his son died, he smiled. He smiled and he said, Alhamdulillah. Then he compared him with the Prophet ﷺ. When he was given the news that his son died, he cried. And then the question was raised, which one is more righteous? Is the Prophet ﷺ who cried, Yarhamukumullah? Is the Prophet ﷺ who cried when his son died? Or this righteous guy when he smiled when his son died? Of course you think he's radical. He's radical really. When he smiled when his son died, he's radical. And the Prophet does not represent radical behavior. He represents the normal, average human behavior. So anyway, which one is more righteous? Imam Ibn al-Qayyim said a very beautiful answer. He said that the heart of the Prophet Muhammad was so, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was so big and so balanced that he was able to accommodate two feelings at the same time. The feeling of mercy to the child that led him to cry, and the feeling of pleasure and acceptance of what Allah has decreed that made him say, Al-aynu tadma, the eye cries, Al-qalbu yahzan, the heart feels sad, but our tongue doesn't say anything that upsets Allah. It says nothing other than Allah. It says nothing but except to the ones, it doesn't say anything that will upset Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, how about the best righteous believer? His heart was so tight and small that he failed to accommodate both feelings, mercy on the child and acceptance of the decision of Allah. He had to drop one and retain the other. And he dropped the feeling of mercy to the child and he accommodated only one feeling, which is acceptance of what Allah has decreed. So he smiled. And definitely when we hear that Prophet Muhammad has smiled when he got the news about the death of his son, we would say this is a radical behavior. We can't match that. But subhanallah, Prophet Muhammad represents the middle way. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.